It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This summer, we've been hearing your stories about food, and this week it's all about technique. Wanda Wong's favorite summer food is her mother's barbecue sauce. It's made with Heinz catsup, garlic, and salted brown beans, a Chinese staple, plus some other ingredients. It's sweet and savory, mellow and pungent, a bit different than your standard barbecue sauce. Wanda wanted to learn how to cook like her mother, and that endeavor was a bit of a challenge.
My mother immigrated to the U.S. in 1948, and she had to teach herself how to cook. And she always trusted her own instincts and her own sense of taste. And she had this way of measuring all the food. She'd use, like, her fingers when she's telling me. She'd say something like, "You use a finger of garlic." And I'd wonder, well, which finger? And she never wrote any of her recipes down. And if she had, they would have been in Chinese anyway, which I can't read. But that's how she cooked. Then one summer, after my mom died, my husband and I went to a friend's house for an intimate potluck barbecue. We brought the ribs, and I made my mom's sauce. But I was worried that my friends wouldn't like it. It turns out I had nothing to worry about at all, because they loved it. And then they were asking me for a recipe, and I said, "Well, have you got a pen?" So what you do is you start out with a fingerful of garlic, and then we go from there.
No need to get out a pen. You can go to our website and find that recipe. But first, preparation is key to our next summer food that comes to us from Mary Carol Battle of St. Petersburg, Florida, who, by the way, celebrates her birthday this Friday.
Growing up, my best friend and I celebrated many of our birthdays together. When it came time to sing happy birthday, her mother always placed a huge, beautifully decorated store-bought cake in front of her, while my mother placed a wacky cake in front of me. Looks might count for something, but everyone always came back to the wacky cake for seconds.
Mary Carol Battle is with us now. Mary, I am intrigued. What makes this cake so wacky?
Well, I had to ask my mother. It's just the pure simplicity of it is why it's called wacky cake. It's just all poured into one pan, mixed up, and thrown in the oven.
What are the ingredients?
I have the recipe right here. 1.5 cups flour, 1 cup sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 cup cocoa, and 1 teaspoon baking soda. You sift that and mix it up and make 3 holes. In the first hole, you put 1 teaspoon vanilla. In the second hole, 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. And in the third hole, 6 tablespoons of cooking oil or salad oil.
Vinegar?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, that one stopped me, but just keep going.
Then you pour 1 cup of cold water over the whole thing and just stir it up. And if it's in the pan that you're going to bake it in, just pop it in the oven at 350 degrees for about 30 minutes.
And what's it look like?
Oh, it's chocolate cake to die for.
Really? Frosting or no frosting?
Well, we always use the 7-minute frosting, which is actually harder to make than the cake. But it's a delicious kind of marshmallowy, sugary topping that just is wonderful.
I'm stuck on the vinegar. Why that ingredient? What does that do?
I don't know.
Is that the secret to this?
I don't know, but it just gives it a slight tang, but it's still really good and chocolatey.
Now, when I heard you do your reading and you described your friend and her mother, I can imagine what that store-bought cake looked like with little rosettes on it and probably some sort of technicolor frosting. What I heard from you was a real expression of pride.
Oh, yes.
For your mother's wacky cake.
Yeah, they're just always delicious, and I hope she makes me one for my birthday.
Well, Mary Carol, thank you very much for introducing us to the wacky cake.
You're very welcome.
That was Mary Carol Battle of St. Petersburg, Florida, talking about wacky cakes. That recipe and the recipe for the 7-minute frosting that she talked about is at our website, npr.org. And we want to say thank you for all the folks who took the time to share their summer food stories. And summer's not over, so go forward and eat well.